Valentine. There are things I wish I could say to you directly, but words have always failed me when it comes to you. The way your eyes gleam in the light stirs something in me, something I cannot name, something that tightens in my chest and refuses to let go. You exist in my mind like a secret, too precious to speak aloud, and yet I find myself wanting, needing you to know. You move through this world, unaware of the way you pull me towards you, the way you unravel the quiet I've spent so long wrapping myself around. I have watched from a distance, not out of hesitation, but because I have never dared to reach for something so powerful, so untouchable, fearing I would crumble in your grasp. But I don't want to keep my distance anymore. Come to me tonight. Meet me at my place. The door will be open, the light on just for you. Say you'll come, my Valentine. Say I'm not alone. I will be yours if you'll have me.
You came. You really, really came. Please come in. It's cold out and... Come on. I wasn't sure if you would... I didn't think... I can't believe you're actually here. I wasn't sure if you would really show up. I just kept thinking that maybe... You read the letter and laughed at me. Maybe you would think that I was weird or gross or creepy or... But you didn't. Unless you came here to make fun of me. No. Thank you. Sorry, I should probably... do you want to sit down? Cleaned up before I got here, but my house is kind of different. You can sit anywhere, just don't mind the stacks of books and plushies or my miniatures. I have a lot of stuff, but I love all of it. Would you like to see some of the stuff?
Yay! Thank you. Okay, first, my model kits. I build these when I get too antsy to sleep, which is always. This one's an Evangelion mecha. They're so cool. I have a Warhammer miniatures too. And here, my video game collection. I mostly play RPGs because I like the stories, and I get really into them. Like last week, I got so upset over a fictional character dying that I cried so much into my pillow. I know it's pathetic, but yeah. Here, it's my book collection. I read a lot of romance. And dark romance, too. You probably don't know what that is. Anyway, I know this might be weird or boring. I wanted you to know more about me. The real me, even if I'm a little dorky. I hope you like my home. I inherited it from my father. It's not fancy or anything, just... kind of old and dark and full of weird things. Sorry, I'm rambling. It's just I don't have guests often or ever, so this is kind of new to me. It was obvious, right? You can tell I'm a little nervous, but I'm really happy you're here. I'll get you something to drink. Here. I got you this, this is just orange juice. I love juice. What? My hands are not small. They're gentle, is all. So, you're probably wondering why I asked you to come here. And, well, I'm just gonna be honest. I kept telling myself I was stupid for even writing that letter. That there was no way you'd actually come. That maybe you'd think it was some kind of joke. But you're here, and now I just... I don't know what to do with myself. I've been holding this in for a long time. Wanting to say something. Wanting to talk to you. But every time I tried, I froze up. You're so... perfect. So smart. So beautiful. So big. You are much taller than me. I kind of like it. Hey, don't laugh. That's not funny. I like looking up at you. Oh, right. I wanted to tell you something else. Something I haven't told anyone, actually. I'm not like other people. I'm not normal. I'm a vampire. Hey, don't laugh. I'm serious. Ugh, I knew you wouldn't believe me. But I'm not joking. I wouldn't make something like this up. Not to you. You've noticed things about me, haven't you? I never eat at school. I'm extremely pale. I always avoid direct sunlight. Remember that one time that you brought garlic bread to school for everyone? I never left a place so quickly in my life. I even have fangs. Here, look. They're real. You can feel them if you want. You're touching them gently. Do you believe me now? You do, but you don't look scared at all. You are incredible. Hey, I'm not a baby bat. Don't call me that. Do you just like teasing me? Is that it? Girls. Oh, and just in case you were wondering, I don't drink human blood. Animal blood works just fine. Most of the time, at least. You know, I wasn't lying in that letter. I love everything about you. I really, really do. Hey, don't just... You can't just pat my head like I'm some kind of pet. I am not cute. Do not call me that. Huh? No, I do not sleep in a coffin. Okay, maybe that would be kind of cool, but no. I have a normal bed. Well, mostly normal. It's not funny, you know. I'm supposed to be a creature of the night. Feared and respected. Not this. You're having way too much fun messing with me, aren't you? Hey... What are you doing? You're standing really close. You're towering over me. That's really... What are you? Be gentle, I mean. What's that? So, does that mean you like me? You really just did that without hesitation. I really liked that. You gripped me so roughly. You're really strong. I like that. I like you. Gosh, I felt like I was gonna pass out. Don't laugh. I wasn't built for this. I'm fragile, you know? Huh? What do you mean you want to break me? I don't think I understand. Hey, you can't just pin me down like this. What kind of girl pins a boy down? This isn't fair. You're so much stronger than me. Your breath is warm. Huh? What did you say? You want me to bite you? You don't know what you're asking for. This is too dangerous. I might not be able to stop. You really want this? Okay. So warm. So good. More. Just a little bit more. Whoa, why? Wait, don't pull away. Please, let me. Just a little bit more, please. I need it. No fair. You're so mean. Come on, please. I need it. I need you.
Hi. Thank you for listening to this audio. The full audio is available at my Reddit. You can check it out in the description. Along with my other socials as well. I'm on Blue Sky and Twitter, but that's about it. If you want to support me on the Throne. Also in the description. Yeah, I made this script myself, and I really liked it. It was mostly wholesome stuff. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you, and bye.